Cubs and Rays wrapping up their brief two-game series in a quick start for the Rays. Malik Smith at second base for Evan Longoria in the first.
Base hit to center. Smith will score. And it's 1-0 Tampa Bay. Former Brave is aboard yet again. Dickerson. This is trouble. And it's going to bang off the wall and past Happ. Smith's going to be able to easily score. Dickerson on his way to third. Going to be a play. There he's out at third. He will get an RBI double out of it. 2-0 Tampa Bay. John Jay for John Lackey. It's a fly ball out in the deep left center. Still carrying. We're tied. Oh, baby. Three-run homer. Curtain call for Jay.
Cubs looking for their first lead of the day. The 2-1 on the way. Ground ball toward the middle, base hit. Bryant is in. Rizzo is in. Two-run single, Ian Happ. Cubs lead 5-3. Two outs, two on. Rizzo drives one to the gap in left center field. Deep back toward the wall. That ball is off the base of the fence. Two-run double, Anthony Rizzo. Cubs lead 7-3.
Things were looking bleak for the Cubs in the bottom of the sixth inning as they trailed 3-0, but John Jay gave the Cubs a huge lift with a game-tying pinch-hit three-run home run, and the Cubs were off and running from there. Here is Chicago skipper Joe Maddon sharing his thoughts on a 7-3 win against his former Rays team.
Yeah, it came through. It was kind of frustrating that we hit a lot of balls well that were poof, right at folks. Had a lot of good at-bats again, got their starter out after five with like 197 pitches. We did everything the same, but eventually the ball started to fall in. We got the necessary big bunt by Zobrist right there, and then Happer just rolling it through the middle obviously was a game changer. But overall, I thought Javi worked good at-bats today. Happer had a couple of that line drive off the first baseman's glove. Rizzo had a really nice day, I thought. KB's looking better laying off stuff in the dirt. Wilson also did his thing. Bullpen was outstanding once again. A more complete game. You're down 3-0, but just like yesterday, I felt good about it. It was just that things weren't going our way again. That batted ball in play statistics got to come back to us at some point. You know, it's just the balls hit hard, and it's at people. We just got to continue to fight through that, and it's going to come back to us.
Joe, what can you say about John Jay? Because he's been so good at everything this season, but especially when pinch hitting role.
Well, there was like a choice between him and Tommy there, and I had three thoughts, I think. The thought was Johnny's been playing more. If they're bringing a lefty, John's better against a lefty than I thought Tommy would be. And I had one more mental thought. There was that playing often and the lefty possibly coming in again. I thought something else. But that's why I chose him over Tommy in that moment. And I wasn't expecting a home run. Don't get me this. And he hit that ball really good. That's a two-strike homer opposite gap. That's really well struck. Not expecting that at all. But he gives you a good at-bat in that situation. No question.
Efficiency today kept you guys in the game, low pitch count all day. What is he doing differently now to compensate for the lack of velo?
He's just out, it's a lot of it just has to do with his competitive nature, honestly. He got it up to 92, 93 when he wanted to on occasion. I think, the slider, as game in progress, he might have a tough start, but he normally is there, fifth, sixth, seventh inning sometimes. And actually his foot was bothering him a little bit, although we did pinch hit for him right there. I don't know how much that's been impactful to him too. But he does, for me, normally get better. So the first inning they go line drive, line drive, line drive, line drive, and then a hard double play. And it's like, whoa. But in my mind, I always tell myself, settle down. He knows what he's doing out there. He knows how to take advantage of their aggressiveness. I talked about that with Feldman in Cincinnati. So I thought, he's able to do that with young hitters.
Did you kind of move him back a day because of the foot? Now he has extra time to rest going to the break.
Yeah, we want to make sure he has a real lengthy vacation right now. So it was all interconnected.
You obviously know Koji and Longoria's head.
A lot of strikeouts. But my concern there also is Longo's an elevated fastball hitter. So that was my choice right there. I think it was like 12 punch and like 24 at-bats, something like that. And I knew that, but, Longo was really good, and you got to get the ball where you want to. Now, Koji is a strike thrower. When CJ, four balls in a row, I was a little bit concerned right there what he would do. I feel good with him versus Longo, but I didn't know that he knew where the ball was going at that time. So I thought Koji's better with placement. The track record was there, and that's why I chose to do it.
John Jay had not hit a pinch-hit home run since 2011 when he belted two, but it was worth the six-year wait as the Cubs recovered from a 3-0 deficit to tie the game at 3 and eventually win at 7-3. Here was Jay talking about his home run and about the Cubs' 4-1 victory against Tampa Bay.
Just trying to have a good at-bat. I try to keep it simple every time I go out there. And, you know, he let the pitch over the plate that I was able to do damage on. And, you know, it was a big win for us today.
You say that, but you're hitting 400 as a pinch hitter this season. That implies that it's an easy thing to do, and we know it's not. What have you found that's a good trick for you to be successful?
Just working, you know, just making sure I get my work in and staying on top of that. And when I go out there, just giving myself the best chance I can.
You mentioned that this is a big win for the team. You've been on defending championship teams before. You know the ups and downs of a season. How do you assess the first half, where this team is, and how you find consistent play every day?
Yeah, we've had our ups and downs, but like I said, you know, baseball, there's 162 games for a reason. So, you know, we just got to continue to play baseball the way we're capable, and we're going to be just fine.
For the first time in 10 starts, John Lackey did not give up a home run. Lackey had a no decision, but his team came up on the winning end of a 7-3 score against the Rays. Here is Lackey speaking to the media following the game.
I got a ways before I got to pitch again, so you know, I think I'll be all right. But, I mean, I'm 38 years old. I'm bothered by a lot of things. I mean, honestly, I felt pretty good. I felt like I, you know, located the ball pretty well. We had a, you know, ball was hit hard to left field, took kind of a crazy hop off the wall, hit one of the holes in the ivy, and, you know, came back, scored a run. We had a couple tag plays at second base. I think we had the guy thrown out in the first inning. But the guys managed to come back. You know, John Jay, huge home run. You know, it was a good comeback win, but definitely feel like they kind of got the max of what I should have given up. It could have had a few breaks and would have looked a lot better. I mean, would I have like 70-something pitches? I think it was one of those days I could have gone 8 innings pretty easy.
John, nice one today, obviously. Have you guys been talking amongst yourselves that eventually, maybe even starting today, this is the beginning of a nice sustained streak positively?
I don't think we do the whole, you know, today is the day, you know, that, I mean, It's a long season. Just you know, stay in your approach, stay in what you do, and you know, we got a lot of talent in the room, and you know, hopefully it works out in the end.
You were a teammate of Jay's in St. Louis, so you kind of know what a professional
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's been everything we needed this year. I honestly can't believe he doesn't play more, to be honest.
The Cubs continue their homestand on Thursday with a big series against the first-place Milwaukee Brewers.